Yuma Perches Mishne Beis. Ha'ochel kikoseves ha'gasa. The person eats the size of a very large date. Kamoa ukigari nasa, which is the size of the date itself, the flesh of the date, and the pit that's inside the date, but not the space between the fruit and the pit. Because I guess there's some hollow area that you don't count. But if you're counting the amount of what the shear is on Yom Kippur to eat, it's the size of the date and the pit. And even though the Rav asks, normally the shear of eating by everything, every other iser, the shear is a kezias. Here, it's different because the Torah talks about affliction, inui. And when do you consider that you're not afflicting yourself, not just a kezias, because you're still afflicted when you have a kezias, that's not enough. It has to give you some kind of yishav hadas, yisuve daite. And that only happens when you eat a little bit more, which is this size of the date in its pit. Now, the Rav does bring, and it's one of the first sugyas here in this parak, in the Gemara, is that we hold that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, meaning that it's still asur min haTorah to eat any amount on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah is talking about the chiv karis and malchus. That only happens when you eat the shir. Vashosim lo lugma of chayiv. And a person drinks the amount to fill his cheeks. It doesn't mean both of his cheeks. It means the amount when he would put it on one side of his mouth that his cheek would stick out. Chayiv. That's the amount that he's chayiv. Both of these shiurim. Now, what is this shear of Meloi Lugmav? Because it's different by every person. It sounds like the Rav holds that Ein Hachanami, it is different by every person. Normally, by an average person's cheeks, it's a little bit less than a revius. But if you had Og Melech HaBashan, like Taisyantiv says, a massive giant, he would have a different shear when it comes to drinks. That his shear, he's going to need a lot more drink to give him some kind of Yishav Hadas. But when it comes to food, you see that the Mishnah didn't hold that there's any difference between anybody. Everybody is going to have some kind of yishav hadas taking out of their affliction if they have the same shear of a kaisevas hagasa. But when it comes to drink, there it's going to be different by every person. And finally, Mishnah ends, ha'oichel v'shoisa ein mitzdarfin. And if a person would put the food and the drink together, if let's say he has less than a kaisevas hagasa, and also less than m'loy lugmav, and he drinks and eats those shiurim, he's not chayiv because the food wasn't miyashiv his das and the drink wasn't miyashiv his das, like the Gemara says.